program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Now, unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, but we're on the radio every Friday, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday we missed out an opportunity to talk about World Mental Health Day.
Yeah.
Now, World Mental Health Day is an international day for global mental health education, awareness, and advocacy against social stigma. It was first celebrated in 1992 at the initiative of the World Federation for Mental Health, a global mental health organization with members and contacts in more than 150 countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was yesterday, so that was the 10th. So I thought, you know, why not just have a little chat about it today?
Why not?
It's important. It's an important conversation that, like, you know, yeah, everyone needs to have.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any stories, any opinions on this? Like,
I definitely think that it's something that needs to be spoken about a lot more. And I really want to just say props to those who wrote and created Joker. That's definitely a movie that dives into mental health. Another one, obviously, and I'm always going to say it, A Star is Born. That's one of my favorites. There's lots of other movies, but it's not like a popular subject to talk about in a movie. Like, when we were going to make our short films for this semester, one of the main ones that I wanted to focus on, or one of the main subjects, or the person that I was focusing on, had like mental health issues.
Yeah.
Because it's something that is very like taboo and no one like talks about it.
Even it's, though like, it's so common.
Like, it's very common.
Because it's that common, people would be okay to talk about it. But it's sort of like, too much. Like,
it's one of the things that make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And that's like what I will continue to say is that The Joker is a movie that was needed so that people can like see it from their point of view. Because the whole time you think, oh, The Joker, crazy person.
Yeah.
He's a horrible person. Yeah. This is like, you know, a different way of looking at it. And even though he ends up like being crazy.
Yeah.
Absolutely crazy. It's just something that needs to be talked about. Yeah. And I think a lot of people need to talk about it so that it makes those who are suffering comfortable to speak up, in my opinion. But, yeah, that's my thoughts on mental health awareness. Well, I read some
positive comments from people on Twitter about mental health and what they shared to talk about it. So someone said, I've always kept the fact that I suffer with anxiety and depression hidden, but after finding the right help and greatest friends, I realized it's okay to not be okay. Never be afraid to ask for help. Everybody needs it sometimes. True.
Yeah.
Very true. The next one is, everybody struggles. Everybody does the best they can. Everybody deserves acknowledgement and kindness and good wishes. To everyone striving for health, much love. These like, see, when people talk about mental health, they're like, oh, you're just like, you know, there's a lot of hate. But these are the things that like, make me happy when people are like, no, like it's okay to not.
A lot of the time people are like, when you talk about it, it's, oh, you're seeking attention.
Yeah.
Or like when people have been silently suffering and then they finally speak up, they're like, oh, you're seeking attention.
Yeah.
So there needs
to be. Like it's your fault you didn't say anything sooner.
Yeah. There needs to be like, like I was saying previously with our the climate change activists, there's always going to be hate no matter what you do. That's just life.
Mm.
And that's the unfortunate part.
And you've got to choose if you're going to be a part of that or ignore it.
Sorry. You can be like us who aren't like at all.
Another one is, taking care of our mental health is just as important as our physical health. Today and every day, look out for those that might be struggling, including yourself.
Yeah.
Important. Very important.
Very important.
Now, you can make a promise to any promise you really want, like look after your mental health, look after someone else's.
Yeah.
Some of the promises that people have pledged have been to look at mental health and those experiencing mental illness in a more positive light, help reduce stigma around mental illness to make way for more people to seek help, listen openly to my family members and help them find support if they need it, which are like great promises. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to make a promise, you can go to 1010.org.au/make-a-promise. Now, I think I'm going to do that after this and, you know, pledge to.
Yeah, we all should. And, like, if you guys do, definitely tweet at us.
Yeah, I think it's a very important subject and we're always here to talk. If you ever, literally. Honestly, hit us up and we'll, like, if you need help, we'll.
Slide in the DMs and we will literally help you.
Yes, anytime. Anytime you need it, we are here and there are a lot of other institutes where you can get help. So that's,
yeah.
I think a good thing we're to talk about. This is Welcome to the Weekend on phoenixradio.com.au.
Today's world is more competitive. Challenges are more complex. Industries more rapidly changing. Employers more demanding. You need to think bigger, act faster, work smarter. And to do it, you need to be more than skilled, more than relevant, more than qualified, more than confident, more than employable. Become more with the University of Southern Queensland, the number one uni for graduate employment in Queensland. Apply now at usq.edu.au.